Back here on Panthers post game on KNIA. Got a player on the post game now, Knoxville's Keegan Cox. And Keegan, first of all, congratulations on the win. A win's a win, I guess. We'll chalk that up.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good after break to come out. I mean, we were a little rusty coming out shooting, but other than that, I mean, we do need to work on boxing out, like Coach said, but I mean, for first game out of break, and we went into that little quarantine sort of thing where we couldn't practice, and I think we looked pretty good coming off of a break.
You guys had to quarantine. It was, you know, kind of a, you know, COVID-related. What was that like, not just, you know, not being able to practice, but not being able to be around each other? It almost kind of took you back to last spring, didn't it?
Yeah, it was like flashbacks. It all came at once, and when they told us that we had to quarantine, we were all kind of like shocked. We were like, okay, well, I guess this is happening again. And I mean, it was good that it was close to Christmas break because we were getting a break anyway, but I mean, it was still weird.
And I guess, you know, one thing that, you know, I thought was interesting was that, you know, it seems like everybody took it in stride too. Unfortunately, you kind of knew what you know what goes on during a quarantine.
Yeah, we were like, well, I guess this is it. So, and I mean, all of us stayed home. Like, we quarantined and everything for our 10 days that we had to. And then, I mean, we hung out a little bit over Christmas break, but we definitely made sure to stay home a lot and make sure that that doesn't happen again because we have goals to meet.
A lot of Zoom and Snapchat and stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of PlayStation.
Exactly. I guess, what was the mood like when you came back to practice that first day?
The first practice was, you could tell we were all a little bit off kilter. We were like, well, back to basketball. And then I think after that first practice, we're all like, all right, yeah, we're back in the groove. This is fun. We got goals to meet, so let's put our heads down and do it.
Let's talk about the season. 5-0 right now and 4-0 in the conference. How satisfied is everybody where they're at right now? I mean, playing-wise, yeah, probably could be a little bit better, but, record-wise, right where you want to be, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we are honestly the most unsatisfied 5-0 team you could ever meet. Like, we want to strive for better things, to play better, to look better as a team, to have better team chemistry. And, I mean, you see us, we're 5-0, yeah, but we still have things to work on. We definitely haven't reached our peak yet.
Big game on Friday against Albia. It's kind of the showdown for first place. I know, they have been kind of on break as well, but this is a team that you're going to have to play a lot better, obviously, than you did tonight.
Yeah, which, I mean, this was the first game back, so I wouldn't really use this game to judge how we're going to play Friday, but definitely a big game, and from the way we've played the rest of the season, the way we've been practicing lately, I definitely think we're going to give them a run for their money.
What do you work on coming back Wednesday, Thursday to get ready for Friday?
We definitely need to work on boxing out. We need to shoot quite a bit. And, I mean, honestly, just make sure we're in a rhythm. Make sure that we all feel good on our defensive stats, our offensive stats, and what we're going to run against Albia.
Being a senior, obviously, you want to close out your career. Your athletic career not done yet, but basketball-wise, I think you've got some unfinished business from the last couple of years.
Yeah, we're feeling good. We think that we're one of the best teams in a long time, so we're definitely striving for big goals. And, I mean, for my senior year, I definitely like to end it as high as I can.
All right, Keegan, congratulations on the win, and best luck Friday.
Thank you.
That's Keegan Cox, Knoxville senior. And we will come back and we'll wrap it up right after this on 95.3 KNIA.